Filmmaker Wes Anderson has been slowly easing his way from offbeat independent pictures into the Hollywood mainstream. His first film, Bottle Rocket, was made with a cast of unknowns. His second, Rushmore, starred Bill Murray. The Royal Tenenbaums boasted an all-star cast. All three films were low-budget, and each has been a modest success. His latest movie is called The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Our critic Bob Mondello says this time, Wes Anderson's budget is bigger and the stakes are higher.
Steve Zissou is sort of a paunchy, middle-aged Jacques Cousteau, an oceanographer who trawls the seas making documentaries and who currently plans to film himself hunting down and killing a rare shark that ate his partner. This is not very scientific, but Zissou figures it'll make him feel better. As he is outfitting his trusty rust bucket of a ship, the Belafonte, something else happens to make him feel better. A gentlemanly young man shows up claiming to be his long-lost illegitimate son, a development the unflappable Zissou takes entirely in stride.
You think you'll want to change your name?
Ned?
No, not the Ned part, unless you want to. I meant your last name. I thought you might like to let me give you mine.
Ned Zissou.
Ned Zissou, exactly. Or if you want to, you can change the first part, too. I would have named you Kingsley if I'd had a say in it.
Ned opts to stay Ned, at least for a while, but he does sign on for the expedition. So does a pregnant magazine reporter who's doing a cover story.
Don't you think the public perception of your work has significantly altered in the last 5 years?
That's your first question? I thought this was supposed to be a puff piece.
Should we come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true that this is going to be your last voyage?
I'm only 52. I'm always start out with some stock dialogue. You know, favorite color, blue.
Things will not go as planned, either with the article or the expedition, and this being a Wes Anderson film, things will often feel as if they're not even going as the director has planned. Rather than a plot, Anderson's movies tend to have a collection of incidents, in this case including a pirate attack, and maybe a theme. Father figures compete with son figures a lot in his films, for instance. Mostly, though, his characters revel in doing bizarre things with deadpan expressions. Bill Murray and Owen Wilson are past masters of this style, and they get a nice rhythm going as father and son Zissous. Willem Dafoe is amusingly insecure as the Belafonte's first mate, and a lot of other interesting folks show up. Angelica Houston as an imperious Mrs. Zissou. Jeff Goldblum as an obnoxious rival oceanographer with higher-tech toys. Anderson also shows off animated fish, a cutaway boat that looks like a film set, and a crew member who spends the entire expedition singing David Bowie songs in Portuguese. Why sing David Bowie's Life on Mars in Portuguese? Well, why not, I suppose. It's certainly a pleasantly quirky affectation, the sort that would knock your socks off in a small independent film like the ones Anderson started out with. Of course, Life Aquatic isn't small. It's sort of huge, with action sequences and fiery explosions and a few too many characters for its own good. I remember wondering while watching Anderson's Made on a Shoestring first film, what a director this clever could do with more cameras and actual movie stars and a bigger budget. And now I guess I have my answer. He'd do pretty much what he was doing, bigger. Not as interesting, perhaps, as if he'd used the extra resources in some subversive way, but give him credit for sticking to his guns. He clearly doesn't want to make conventional films, and once again, he hasn't. Which means folks who've liked his other pictures are going to like The Life Aquatic, even if it leaves them, or perhaps because it leaves them, feeling ever so slightly lost at sea. I'm Bob Mondello.
A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 00, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o voo. 00, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu.